EO was cracking, guys. You read that title correctly. First look at the new season of The Family Chantel. It's going to be a shorter episode because it's a first look. Like, this is the only clip they have out right now. But we haven't done this big-tittied bitch in a while. If you don't know who Chantel is, you're about to. I love her. She's got huge tits. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them. But, like, the first look new seasons are usually pretty good. They usually pack them full with a lot of emotion. Starts off nice and fun, then there's some crying, and then fighting.
What you saw?
I can't believe this is a TV show. Based off of how her ex, are they still together? I hope not. Based off of how Pedro incorrectly uses the English language. The Family Chantel. Okay. I look like a gay ninja. All right, let's get this started, huh?
Me and Chantel are going to meet in person for the first time in 9 months.
The fuck's going on here? You know, I know what he's doing. I think, right, that's the thing inside pants or your shirt stays tucked in. But this is a weird look. Dude, thick as shit.
Going through this divorce has been the hardest time of my life.
Oh, girl, I'm so sorry to hear that, honestly. Seems like you just need somebody to talk to. I'm all ears. You don't deserve any of this. This is terrible. You're so smart.
The goal of the Family Chantel is ruin my life in America. Damn. All of them.
Ruin your life in America? Dude, you're on television. You got to fuck a hot girl for money. They paid you, I think. I heard they don't pay the foreigners, actually, which is pretty funny. Actually, why would they? They're getting a fucking green card. You're welcome. And Instagram followers? But why wouldn't they try and ruin your life? That makes for great television.
So I understand you guys, you are getting divorced.
Yes, okay. Thanks to God.
I'm gonna have to hold that tongue in court. So, Pedro, I understand you want to get a divorce. Yeah, she's a bitch, huh? She be acting crazy, fool.
I will never forget how it feels to be betrayed by someone that you love so much.
I would never do that to you.
And now, he's going to get what's coming.
What a fucking transition. Jesus. I'm gonna ruin him, mariachi music.
Santa was the first person they dated, the first person they had sex. But right now, they're in divorce. I wanna be free.
Wait. What did you just say? I gotta go back. That was a translation issue, right? I read the subtitles incorrect. Chantel was the first person I dated and the first time you had sex. Cap. That's not true. What? How many virgins are we gonna find on TLC? This is the second one. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody believe that? Or was she the first person he had sex with in America?
Te ves bien, eh?
You guys.
Oh. Woof. Hey, buddy, you're doing this wrong. You're not supposed to post pictures with an uglier woman. Here's another Instagram game. You can fuck her. You don't show her off. This is the smile of a man who's broken. You can see the pain in his eyes. Am I just projecting? And I am taking the braces out of the equation. Still ugly.
Oh, that's Karima.
I knew something was up. I knew it.
You knew something was up, Bill Cosby? You sure? Oh, I knew he'd start fucking again when he was single. Typical guy. Hey.
Yeah. I've had it up to here.
Making TikToks?
Seeing how hurt Chantel is. I have to protect my baby. By any means necessary.
Gotta protect my baby. By any means necessary, if you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I keep that motherfucking thing on me. What you say?
Yola!
I was had a lot going on with my divorce. But
then Vin Diesel came up and fucked my mom. We've seen them go on dates. I am so out of touch with this show. Like, she was on like some 90 Day Fiance thing or some dating show. I was like, is that Pedro's mom that looks like her? Am I just being racist or is that his mother? Turns out it was both.
I hear you so many bad things about Scott.
The other day, you know, it's honest to me. And when the people is honest, they get clapped, you know?
That definitely is not a word they use in his country. It's a crazy thing to say to somebody. They get clapped? You're going to kill this guy? Do you know what clapped means? Do you think that means you're going to slap him across the face? Why'd you kill that guy? He didn't make my mom come.
Oh!
Who do you think's going to win that fight? The dude injecting bull testicle testosterone or Pedro? That dude is geared up to the gills. He's gonna fuck Pedro. Yeah, he's younger, might be able to move faster. This dude's fucking big. That was a pretty confident push. Like, if a dude pushed me like that, I'd be like, you can have my girlfriend. I'm sorry. Whoa. Knocked the wind right out of me. What are we?
Hi.
I'm meeting with the PI because Pedro has really hurt Chantel. And I don't think that he should just walk away scot-free.
You're hiring a private investigator because a guy hurt your daughter. And he emotionally hurt her, by the way. He didn't, like, physically assault her. He hurt my daughter's feelings, and there should be repercussions. Shut the fuck up. Get a new face.
For years, Karen been chasing me, behind me all the time, trying to make me deported.
Eso igual es el problema de ellos.
Vamos a planificar algo. Ella no sabe con quién se mete.
What does that mean? I love when people say shit like that. Like, when it comes down to it, y'all ain't gonna do shit. Actually, they might. Pedro learned that anger from somewhere. He reverse mule kicked plates off of a table.
What's going on?
We just got a package from Santo Domingo and I'm scared. You're scaring me.
I'm gonna go to Santo Domingo and tell Pedro and his whole family that we are done.
Yeah, put some makeup on first. I'm gonna fly all the way over there and tell him we're done. A text would suffice. If you wanna go a little bit farther, a voicemail. What are with these bitches flying all the way across the world when they're mad? Conor McGregor style.
I can't wait to finish this.
All of the lies and all the deceiving.
Smart move to have that much cleavage out. Smart tactic. I didn't even hear what she said.
This all ends now.
You wanna believe that using you, believe that using you.
You know what you did, Pedro.
I am so tired of all these bulls.
Why are you wearing a mask, you fucking loser? Wow, isn't it crazy how this worked out exactly how I said it would? Fun, emotional, anger. But I've been doing this a long time. Honestly, for the past 4 to 5 years, they've just been reusing the same script. It works quite well.
You were having sex with another woman!
I was in love with you.
Yeah. Oh, they should have kept that going a little longer if you catch my drift. You had sex with another woman after I said I wanted to divorce you. After I hired a lawyer, and we're literally in the midst of a divorce. How could you do that? That's crazy. Ah, that blows my mind. Does that make sense to you? Oh, we're getting divorced? Okay, I'm gonna use my penis now. Like, if you both agree on getting divorced, and you, like, literally separate into different continents, I think he can fuck somebody else. Wait, I should be on her side. He's wrong. Ah, that cheater. He gaslit you, girl. Men are pigs. Honestly, I can't wait to see more of this. Because, like, what's going to happen? Didn't they kind of show all of the whole thing? They want to get a divorce. They get a divorce, separate. She goes out there for some reason. They get in a fight and never see each other again. Or they get back together. Because, like, what's the point of the show? I guess, like, the embarrassment, the arguments, right? You get to see other people have drama. But, like, if you know it's going to end. It's like putting in your 2-week notice at work. I've never done that. Back when I had jobs, are you kidding me? I would just quit. I can't work here for another 2 weeks after knowing I'm done. Productivity will be at the lowest it's ever been. I'm not invested in this place anymore. And I'm also not invested in this relationship. I'm invested in mine and Chantel's relationship. I'm just kidding. Her fat sister told me to kill myself on Instagram once. So I don't think it's going to work out. Comment down below what you guys think. Actually, I'm curious. Should Pedro be able to fuck another chick? If not, why? I think he can. Mainly because it makes for fantastic television. It's not about these people's emotional well-being. It's about views, goddammit. More tears and cleavage. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears. I don't get why. They have a YouTube Kids app. And these videos are marked not for children. What's the problem? I've seen advertisers use swears, so I'm confused. But what's worse is actually TLC loves to copyright claim my videos. What I do is transformative. It's art. Okay, reaction videos fall underneath fair use law. I hope everybody at TLC spontaneously combusts. That'd be awesome. But then what would I make fun of? So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my rectum. It says TLC on the inside of my asshole. Every time I poop, a little TLC logos on it. Patreon.com/WineBoxBoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.